Please be seated. Days pass and the years vanish, and we walk sightless among miracles. Lord, fill our eyes with seeing and our minds with knowing. Let there be moments when your presence, like lightning, illumines the darkness in which we walk. Help us to see wherever we gaze that the bush burns unconsumed, and we, clay touched by God, will reach out for holiness and exclaim in wonder, how filled with awe is this place, and we did not know it. The prophet Joel says, blow the trumpet, sound the alarm, call the people together, bring them on, because we need a change in heart. Because we are sinful people. We are in need of salvation. Blow the trumpet and bring them together. We need to change our lives, lest the Lord come with a mighty army and wipe us off the face of the earth. It's Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of Lent, and the day when we do not get to be shy about naming our sins. Blow our trumpets. Gather the people indeed, because now is the beginning of the time when the Lord is coming. God sees our hypocrisy. God calls us out on it. There is no hiding from God. Where would we go? Ah, such is the language of Lent. Discomforting words. Words that we don't really choose to use very often. Words like repent, be contrite, fast, self-denial. Yeah, these are not words that we use in our everyday language when we're talking to our friends. But they are all the things that we are called to in Lent. All things for us to working on beginning today until we celebrate the great vigil of Easter on April 15th, 40 days away from now, not counting the Sundays. Today and the next 40 days are meant for us to remember that there is absolutely a necessary penitential component to our lives. We absolutely need to repent, practice contrition. We need to repent of those times where we have neglected to respect the dignity of one another. We need to do this lest we get even more haughty and more self-righteous, that our words, our perspective, is the only correct one. Jesus came proclaiming the reign of God, and so if we plan to follow Jesus and live in God's reign, then we must always be aware of our heart's orientation in the same way that Jesus was aware. So we examine. We examine our hearts. We examine our conscience. We look deep within to see where we have neglected to love our own self and where we might have just possibly neglected to love our neighbor. We look deep within to find out to whom it is we need to say, please forgive me. It might just be yourself you need to say that to. We examine our lives and we make our confessions so that we can clean out all the gunk that's piled up. Clean out the gunk that mars our heart, that keeps our heart from seeing people as God sees people. We make our confessions, we repent so that God might make more room for love. This Lent, the place we are going to begin doing that is in silence. We've blown the horn. We've gathered ourselves together for this Lenten fast, and we will practice silence, making room for the space between our words, stretching the emptiness to create space between the cacophony of our thoughts. Silence lets us listen. Silence lets us hear something other than ourselves. Silence helps create the freedom between God and us, like an eternal horizon, like a vista of hope. Silence just might open the possibility of us being able to hear God better. Silence also creates anticipation. A few heartbeats of silence can raise expectation of what is about to come. Mozart once said that the most effective music is the silence between the notes. We practice silence so that we become better listeners of God's music. We practice silence so that the discordance of noise settles down, so that we might pay attention to the important bits. So in our worship together, we will practice silence. Our worship space will be a sanctuary of silence as much as possible. There will be silence between our prayers. In the silence, we may listen, or we may just be, letting the silence be just that, silence. Not necessarily seeking answers, but letting the silence do the heavy lifting for our soul. So the silence might be uncomfortable. It might be discomforting and awkward, and I really hope it is. Because the point is to practice silence so that we might quiet down all the busyness that bombards us and that pulls us and pushes us. We practice silence as both a physical and a spiritual discipline so that we will center ourselves in the eternal presence of God. We let the silence do the heavy lifting for our soul. We need this discipline of Lent. God doesn't need it. We do. We need this time to remember exactly who we belong to and why. We need this time to turn and return to divine love that we might then experience hope and forgiveness. We need this time to discover our heart resting in the heart of God. So I not only invite, but I challenge you to keep a silent Holy Lent. When the ashes are marked on your forehead, remember that all that you are, all that you have been, and all that you are becoming, all of it belongs to God. Let the silence strip away your pretensions, your padding, the baggage you bring around with you. Let yourself in the silence become more vulnerable before God so that you will be prepared to experience the resurrection of a new and deeper love. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart. Rend your hearts, not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.